Translation. The devotees of the Lord are so pallbearing that even though they are defamed, cheated, cursed, disturbed, neglected, or even killed, they are never inclined to avenge themselves. 보폴파이 실라 프라파드 기 자이 리시 샤미카 also knew that the Lord does not forgive a person who has committed an offense at the feet of a devotee. The Lord can only give direction to take shelter of the devotee. He thought within himself that if Maharaj Parikshit would counter-curse the boy, he might be saved. But he knew also that a pure devotee is careless about worldly advantages or reverses. As such, the devotees are never inclined to counteract personal defamation, curses, negligence, etc. As far as such things are concerned in personal affairs, the devotees do not care for him. But in the case of their being performed against the Lord and his devotees, then the devotees take very strong action. It was a personal affair, and therefore Shyamika Rishi knew that the king would not take counter action. Thus, there was no alternative than to place an appeal to the Lord for the immature boy. It is not that only the Brahmanas are powerful enough to award curses or blessings upon the subordinates. The devotees of the Lord, even though he may not be a Brahmana, is more powerful than a Brahmana. But a powerful devotee never misuses the power for personal benefit. Whatever power the devotee may have is always utilized in service towards the Lord and his devotees only. Samsara sagare magnam dinam mam karunanide kalma graya grihitangam mam uttara babarnabar. Srimad Bhagavata Kyoyam Prataksha Krishna Evai Svikrito Si Mayanata Muktyartam Babasagare. Manorate Madiyoyam Sapala Salvadatvaya Nilgune Naiva Kaltavyam Daso Hamtava Keshava. Bhave Bhave Yatha Bhakti Padayostava Jayate Tata Kurushva Devesha Natasvam No Yatha Prabho. Nama Sankirtanam Yasha Salva Papa Puranashanam Pranamo Tukashamanastam Namami Harimparam. Jamma dasha yatombaya idarata charte suva vigya svara tene brahma hdaya adikavaya muhyantiya suraya ha tejo vari muritam atavini mayo yatra tirsalgo mulsha tamna svena sada nirasta kuakam satam param dimahi dharma purojita kaita vottara paramo nilma saranam satam vedyam vastam atra vastuhi padam tapatrayon mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Pare Ishvaraha Satyo Hrita Varuta Tetra Krite Vihi Shushushubi Darshana Digama Kalpataro Kalitam Palam Shukamukad Amrita Dravasam Yutam Pivada Bhagavatam Nasamalayam Muraho Rashika Bubi Babukaha Sachidananda Rupaya Vishupatyadi Hetave Tapatraya Vinashaya Sri Krishnaya Payanduma Yam Prabhrajantam Anupetam Apetakritam Dvipayano Virahakatara Ajuhava Putre Titam Mayataya Taravo Vinedustam Sarvabhuta Hridaya Munim Anatosmi Yasvanu Bhavam Akira Shruti Saramekam Adhyatma Deepam Atitil Shatam Tamuntam Samsarinam Karuna Yaha Purana Guyam Tam Vyasasunum Upayami Gurum Muninam Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiraye Kamaniya Kishora Mukta Multe Kalabenu Kubani Tadrita Nanendoho Mamavati Vishnu Bittam Murare Madurim Nakani Kapi 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Purastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Patsasa Deshatarine Pandenanda Vrajastinam Padarenu Ravishansha Yasam Harikato Gita Punati Vuvanatrayam Sri Gopi Charana Ravinda Paramanabe Namaha Pitambaram Karabi Rajta Chakra Shankam Komutaki Sarajitam కరుణ సముద్రం రాధా సహయామిత్తి సుందరమందహాసం పాతాళాయేష మనిషం హృది భావయామి కోమలం కూజయం వేణుం శ్యామలోయం కుమరక వేద వేద్య పరం బ్రహ్మ పసతం ప్రతో మమ భూకం కరోతి వాత్సాలం పంగుం లంఘయతే గిరిం యకృపాతమహం వందే పరమానంద మాధవం సల్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద శిల ప్రభుపాదికి జయ. So, shall I start Sankirtan Priya Prabhu? Okay. So, this verse we'll discuss in two aspects. So, one aspect is scientific and logical, philosophical understanding of this verse. And then another aspect is devotional and spiritual aspect of this verse. So that here it says, that devotees are so forbearing, so that the devotee never inclined to avenge themselves. So why is this like this? So that we'll discuss in two aspects. First of all, let me give a story. It's a very familiar and then well-known story. That one time a sadhu went to river to take a bath. So during the bath, he noticed that one scorpion is drowning. So in order to save this scorpion, he picked up immediately in his hand. But scorpion thought this sage are endangering him, so that attacking him, so that the scorpion bit the hand of the sadhu. And then, as you know, the biting of scorpion is very painful. So immediately out of the body reaction, he dropped the scorpion. But then yet this scorpion was drowning again. So he picked it up again and the scorpion was biting. So this process repeated. So eventually this sadhu was able to save this scorpion. And then he put it on the shore so that this life of scorpion was saved. And then the person who saw this incident asked Sadhu that I can see you go through so much pain. So how come you just keep trying to save that this scorpion is ingrate? He didn't know you were saving, but he keep biting. So went through so much pain. Then Sadhu answered that the nature of devotee should be compassionate. So it is my job to save. And also, it's a scorpion's nature is to bite when he feels in danger. So it's his job to bite. So he did his job, I did my job. So in this way, he answered. So in this way, the functions of nature follows a sort of law which cannot be violated. In other words, the law of nature are so precise mathematically and also so exact to the point of perfection that it is almost incomprehensible without assuming the presence of divine arrangement. Every event that we observe or experience has three categories of cause: adiatmik, adibhautik, adidevik. In English, we can say immediate direct cause, distant or indirect cause, or supreme cause. In other words, personal cause, social cause, and divine cause. In other words, individual cause, universal cause, and spiritual cause. And then finally, internal cause, external cause, and then transcendental cause. So, this morning there was news that the royal family, the Prince Harry, wants to break the cycle of genetic pain and suffering passed on from Charles, Prince Charles and Queen, for the sake of his own children. So, everyone wants to be in royal family, but he wants to remove himself from royal family. So the reason is that he felt a certain pain by being it in royal family. So if we look at Shastrically, why he feels pain, there is a personal cause and immediate cause, which is given by his own parents, who is Charles and his mother. But social cause of his pain, he recognized that not only his parents' problem, quote, he said, he means the Prince Charles, he has treated me the way he was treated. So how can I change that for my own kids? So what he said. So which means whatever we experience, there is immediate and personal cause, and at the same time, there is a social cause behind. So in monarchy, there is a certain system of education. So he didn't like that. But and yet, Charles pushed this education system. So then that way, he treated Harry. So there is a social cause also. But one thing he cannot recognize is that there is some cause beyond this personal and social cause, which is invisible to our own eyes. So in Bhagavatam, in third canto, Lord Kapiladev said that, Tena samsara padabhim ashivasyo bheyati anilvrita prasangikaha karma doshahi sadasan mishra yonishu. So we take a birth, sat, good family, asat, bad family or wrong family, or mishra, mixed, due to karma doshahi, due to our own action and reaction in previous life. So in this way, samsara padabin, we go through this circle of samsara. So he doesn't realize that why he take a birth in the royal family and why he was put into a situation where he feels the pain and suffering. So that in this way, there are three types of causes, whatever happens in our life. Out of these three types of cause, the supreme cause, which is a spiritual, divine and transcendental, cannot be perceived easily due to its fundamental, instrumental nature for the previous two categories of cause, which are personal and social, individual and universal, and also external and external. That is why it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam right in the beginning. It says that, Jammad adi Asaha yataha ambayat idarascha arteshu abhigyasvarat. Krishna knows ambayat, direct cause, idarata, indirect cause, arteshu, his purpose, he knows everything, abhigyaha, he's fully aware of it. And yet he himself is svarat, he's beyond this cause and effect circle. We are bound in cause and effect circle, but Krishna is out of that cause and effect. That's why Krishna, one of name is Krita Kritaha. Krishna actually acts, enables Krita, the effect, and Akrita, the cause also. And also Brahma Samhita, we know that the Sarva Karana Karanam, Krishna is the cause of all the causes. So the supreme cause is tightly interwoven and yet is well hidden in the structure of entire cause and effect chain. That's why when devotee experience certain type of pain and suffering, or here in today's verse it says that the cheated, cursed, and disturbed, devotee knows that the cause and effect, the logically devotees understand. That's why devotee doesn't counteract. So this cause and effect cannot be noticed like a pot maker and a clay pot. So we easily say that clay pot is the effect and the pot maker is the cause of clay pot. So without pot maker, we cannot make a pot. So similarly, we think in that way, but the supreme cause cannot be noticed in that way. The Supreme Court is not available, Supreme Court is not visible like a pot maker, even though it is inextricably involved in the presence of the effect. Again, in the first verse in Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, Tejo Bhāri Muridam Yathā Vinimayo. So Teja means the heat or fire, Bhāri means water, Muridam, the mud or earth. So when we make a clay pot, there are three basic elements required, which is earth, water, and fire. So the clay pot is effect, and its direct cause is the earth itself, the ingredient. And then the indirect cause is the fire and water, which help to shape the pot. Earth, without help of water, we won't make a shape of the pot. This is indirect cause. And then, without these two ingredients, earth cannot take a shape, and it cannot function as a pot. But supreme cause for a fine clay pot is the skill and creativity of pot maker. This cause is well hidden inside the effect, which is a pot, and works from inside. This hidden presence of the cause makes it impossible for the effect to work in a manner contrary to or different from the way that is originally designed by the creator, which is the supreme cause or the ultimate cause. So this is a very important factor. When Krishna created individual and then this material world, there is a certain purpose behind it. So for the human being, our Swarup is Nitya Krishna Das. But and yet when we go against it, then ultimately we are causing our own pain and suffering. So we cannot use a clay pot as a hammer or mirror or any other purpose, rather than holding water. But we trying in a different way. We experiment out of ignorance and curiosity. But the structure and the constitution of the cause is the determining factor in regards to the way in which the effect works. Now let us take example. The Maharaj Pariksit's anger. Right in the beginning. So Maharaj Pariksit's anger was the cause, and the effect is Sringi's curse, and that it ended up his early death. The personal individual and direct cause of Maharaj Pariksit's anger is his hunger, thirst, and fatigue. So which he described earlier on in this chapter. Verse 24, 25. Then the social and universal indirect cause of his anger is the influence of the Kali. So earlier on in this chapter, it is mentioned that Adharma Prabhavaha Kali. So Java Kali is that Prabhava. It generates Adharma. And also, in this canto, first chapter is mentioned, Kalim Sattva Harampumsam. Nature of Kali is to take the Sattva gun away, so that Maharaj Pariksit's anger aroused, because at that particular moment, Sattva gun was removed. So, Kali attacks the mind and intelligence of people. As a result, it takes away Sattva gun. The divine, now third cause, the divine and the transcendental supreme cause for Pariksit Maharaj's anger is Krishna's plan to bring Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam to the world for the people who are seeking for shelter. That's why Pariksit Maharaj was saved by Krishna himself. Earlier on, chapter 8, it was mentioned. 파이 파이 마하요긴 데바데바 자가빠테 난얍드바 아바얌빠시에 얍드라 무리띠우 바라스바람. So, 우타라. When he saw Ashvatthama's Brahmastra approaching, he ran towards directly to Krishna. Pai, pai, Mayogi. Oh, great Yogi Krishna, please save me. You are Deva Deva. You are the gods of the gods and Jagapati. You are the Pati. You are the master of this entire universe. Na anyatvad, apart from you, Abhayam Pashe, Na Pashe, I can't see any Abhayam, the shelter. So we know the Bhaya means the fear, but Abhayam is not non-fear as well as Abhayam means the shelter. And then, Yatra Mritu Parasparam, this death approaching. So let us look at this Abhayam verse one more time. So that in Namayan, is mentioned that sakrit eva prapannaya tabasmi iti cha yachate abayam salva bhutebhyo dadami eta pratapmama. This is said by Lord Ram. When Bibhishan took shelter, he left his brother Ravana the side, and then he joined the Lord Ram side. But at that time, many people on the Ram side rejected his surrender. They doubted, ah, he came here to spy on us. Maybe another reason, he came here not only spying, actually he is going to split us, so that divide and conquer. So he going to divide our opinion. So already we have different opinion. And also another person saying that he left Ravana. So he can leave us at any time. So once betrayer, forever betrayer. He can betray again at any time. So in this way, people wouldn't accept Vibhishan. But Lord Ram said, Sakrit eva prapannaya. For shelter, if one, anyone says, Tabasmi iti, I'm yours. So then, Abhayam, salva bhutebhyo tadami. I'll give Abhayam the shelter. Eta, this is pratam mama. Mama pratam. This is my vow. So in this way, Abhayam, the shelter Krishna gives. So that in order to give shelter to entire human race, entire even universe, Krishna brought this Srimad Bhagavatam through Parikshit Maharaj. So that in order to bring Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj has to take a certain role in his life. So, in this way, that there is a deep, the logical, and then scientific reason why a devotee doesn't revenge. So, now we move on to devotional aspect. That why devotee is so forbearing not counteract or not to revenge to any instant which he came upon, which is very unpleasant. Either here it says cheated, defamed, cursed, and disturbed, and neglected, or even killed. Devotee doesn't counteract. So I'll go through the devotional aspect, spiritual aspect. So, Mahabharata is, in one sense, all about the revenge. So, right from the beginning, that when in the Gandhava Prastha, so that, Duryodhana visited the Gandhava Prastha kingdom, which raised by Pandavas. So that there was a Maya room. So that in Maya room, it looks like war. Actually, it's a mirror. It's like an ordinary floor, but actually is a water. So in this way, there is a very confusing room. So Duryodhana entered that Maya room. But at that time, the Draupadi was looking. Draupadi noticed that Duryodhana coming in that room. And then the Duryodhana fell into the water. He thought this is ordinary floor, but actually it was water, and then looks like a carpet, but actually it was water. So he fell in the water immediately, and then he got soaked in completely. And then poor Draupadi, there was a quite funny scene, so that she laughed. And then she said that, I know his father is blind, but now I notice that his son was blind. But it's funny that the father is born as blind, but his son is became blind. And then she laughed. And then at that particular moment, Duryodhan, he felt very much insulted. And then one day, I'll revenge on this case. That's why when in gambling match, that Yudhishthira Maharaj lost, and then he even lost the Draupadi. And then Duryodhan, he dragged, asked Duchasan, dragged Draupadi comes, and then he showed his tie, picked up the dhoti, he showed tie, why didn't you sit here? You are Dasi now. You are not Maharani anymore. So that day he get the revenge back. And then Draupadi, at that time, she took a vow. One day, I will wash my hair in your blood. And also Bhimasena also, at that time, one day I will break that tie, the bone of the tie, which Duryodhan showed. So this is one revenge leads another revenge. And also another story goes that the Draupada, King Draupada, he was learning the archery in Bharadwaj ashram. At that time, he had a classmate that was Dronacharya. They were best mate each other. But as you know, that his son, Ashvatthama, because their Dronacharya's family is so poor, he didn't have milk. They didn't have a cow, that's why they didn't have milk. So he never seen the milk. So one day, his friend showed that, put some white powder in the water. So this is the milk you drink. And he was so happy that, finally I got the milk. And then he showed his father, Dronacharya. And then Dronacharya noticed that this is not a milk. And then his friend are joking with him. So that he felt very much grieved. So that he went to his best friend, Draupada. So do you remember when we were in the Gurukul? So we were best mates. So that in graduation ceremony, you told me that anytime if you want, you come to me. So that I'll share my half. He said in that way. So now I'm here as a friend, not for half of your kingdom, just give me one cow, that's all. And then Draupadi laughed that friendship exists amongst the equal. At that time, we were friends, but this now you're not my friend. You ask me cow as Brahmana, I'll give you no problem, but don't ask a cow as a friend. Still, you think I'm your friend? I'm the king, you're poor Brahmana. So how can you call me as a friend? And he laughed. So this insult, Dronacharya never forgot. So much so that in battlefield, in Mahabharata, war came. So Draupada was killed by this insult due to this insult, he was killed. And who killed Dronacharya, the Draupada? Dronacharya killed this Draupada. His best friend killed Draupada. But Dronacharya was killed by his best friend's son, Drishtadyumna. So you know the incident that Bodhidaksin, Dronacharya asked Arjuna to get Draupada and then conquer this kingdom. So at that time, Draupada was conquered. And then he did a special yagya to have a son who can defeat Dronacharya. So that that child came out of that yagya is Drishtadyumna and Draupadi. So that by the Drishtadyumna, who is his best friend's son, killed Dronacharya. And then this Drishtadyumna was killed by Ashvatthama. Who is Ashvatthama? the Drupada's best friend's son. So now we saw earlier on in the seventh chapter in this canto that when Ashvatthama killed five sons of Draupadi and Arjuna promised, I'm going to bring Ashvatthama in front of you, and then I want to kill in front of your eyes. And then he brought. And then at that time, Draupadi was truly grief-stricken. But at that particular moment, something drastic happens. What is that? Draupadi says that we cannot kill this Ashvatthama. So previously we looked at the one revenge give a birth to another revenge. But all this happens through close relationship. Dronacharya and Draupada were best friends before, but suddenly it became bitter enemy. Don't you think that this happens within our own life? Mostly the enemy, if you trace their history, previously they were good friends or good family or their good relationship before. We cannot have a bitter enemy without relationship. So mostly our best friends become our best enemy. This is the life. In the family also, this is my best. Out of all the family, this person isn't my best. But that best become, sooner or later, best enemy. So Mahabharata says in that way. So, in this way, Bhagavatam starts with the demonstrating the pervading nature of devotee. Who is this devotee? Draupadi. Her forgiveness and seeing something beyond the external. Then let us think, what makes Draupadi forgive this Ashvatthama who deserved to be killed? Because Shastrically, one who kills the children or woman or the old man, they are deserved to be killed. But and yet Draupadi says, don't kill. So Draupadi in the verse, in the seventh chapter, very interesting verse is mentioned that Draupadi said, Sa esha Bhagavan Dronaha. He said that this Ashvatthama, Drona himself. Praja rupena bhartate, Dronacharya, praja rupena, in the form of son, he's there. Praja rupena bhartate. Not only that, Tasya atmano aldam patani aste. So Dronacharya is a half. His body is half. So who is his body's half? His wife, the Kripi. So when Draupadi saw Ashvatthama, she saw not only their family guru, Dronacharya, but also she saw mother, the mother of Ashvatthama, who is the wife of Dronacharya. She saw their presence in Ashvatthama also. And also she said further, Na ambagat virasuhu. She didn't perform the sati. Normally her husband dies, and there is a tradition that the wife also follow the husband footstep. But she didn't do so to just protect Ashvatthama. So I myself going through tremendous pain, losing my own sons. Not only one, five of them I lost it. This pain is unbearable. But how can I force this pain into Kripi's heart? So in this way, Draupadi had a genuine compassion, genuine understanding of others' feeling. So devotees are para dukkha dukkhi. They don't feel any pain for themselves. But when they see other people's pain, they feel true pain. So Draupadi recognized that the pain of Kripi, because she already lost her husband. And if she lost The sun, then what kind of pain she will go through? Draupadi sympathized this feeling. That's why Draupadi says that don't kill it. This is the mentality of devotee. This is mentality of true human being. So as you know, Srimad Bhagavatam started with Vyasadeva depression. So he compiled the entire Mahabharata, Purana, Itihas, but then yet he was dejected. And then somehow something is missing in my heart. Why am I depressed after achieving such a great work? So can you imagine 120,000 verses? It's not ordinary work. He compiled that. And then he established a Varnashram Dharma. So, but he wasn't really happy. And then he deeply meditated. And then he realized that, Kimba Bhagavata Dharma. What is Bhagavata Dharma? I didn't explain. Vaidika Dharma, I explained. Varnashrama Dharma, I explained. But Bhagavata Dharma, I didn't explain. So in order to establish this Bhagavata Dharma, first story Vyasadeva brings is that this is the story of Ashvatthama and Draupadi. What is the key point? Key point is that before you learn to become a devotee, before you learn the Bhagavad Dharma, you have to be a proper, compassionate, genuine human being first. We think we are all human being, but actually this is its appearance only. Ahara, nidra, vaya, krodha. This is all what we do. Eating, sleeping, mating, and depending. None different from animal kingdom. What makes difference from us, from animal, is that when we have this ahimsa, satya, asteya, these qualities of non-violence, compassionate, and then being friendly, and then being truthful. These are the qualities that should be there even before a devotee. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavata also, right in the beginning, in the 12th chapter, in the Bhakti Yoga, right in the beginning, he said that, I call it, this is a devotee. It starts with, Advaishta Sarva Bhutanam Maitra Karuna Evacha. Nirmamo Nirankara Samadukkha Sukhakshami. So, if you want to be devotee, first quality is the Krishna said, Advaishta Sarva Bhutanam. Don't have ill feeling towards anybody or any living entity. And the Maitra Karuna Evacha, develop compassion and the Karuna, compassion and the Maitra, the friendliness, love for others. And then Nirmamo Nirankara. Remove your possessiveness and then remove your Ankara. And also be equal, Samadukkha Sukhakshami, either something pleasant or unpleasant. You maintain your mental balance. Be stable. And then Santushta satatam yogi yadatma drida nischaya. Mayi arpita mano buddhir sa madhvakta same priyaha. Yo madhvakta same priyaha. It says that somehow be satisfied in the given circumstances. Santushta, satatam, always. Not just once or twice. Satatam, always. And the yadatma, always disciplined. And drida nischaya. So you should have a firm determination for spiritual success. So in this way, if you do so, then mai arpita manobuddhir. You will be able to control your mind and then focus your intelligence on me. If you do that, yo madhvakta. This person, I call it Bhakta. Definition of Bhakta is not if you finish the Bhakta course, then I'm now on Bhakta. No. So definition of Bhakta is a bit subtler than the Bhakta course. So that this is the beginning. So we all started in that way. So that Bhakta is not ordinary term, actually. Bhakta is a very higher term. But we give that Bhakta term right. When we joined, we give Bhakta term. This is another mercy of Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada one time was working, morning work, and then one devotee asked, Prabhupada, how many pure devotees are on this planet? And Prabhupada turned around. How many devotees are in ISKCON? He said the devotee gave a certain number. That many devotees are pure devotees on this planet. And all the devotees were Jai. Then the reason is that Rupa Goswami said that anyone who's in the process, they're already considered as Jivan Muktas. Why? Because anyone who goes in the shower, that the person who goes in the shower means, this person sooner or later it will be cleaned. So only it's a matter of time. So that much Prabhupada was very positive. So in this way, Prabhupada saw us as a devotee. So that we have to come up to his expectation. So we all have to be bhakta. But yo mad bhakta same priyaha. If you become a bhakta, then priyaha, it will be very dear to Krishna. Krishna said, these bhakta are very dear to me. But how we become a bhakta, this is a question. So the Krishna started with Advaishta Sarva Bhutanam. Right in the beginning, don't have ill feeling towards anybody. Don't have a mentality of revenge. If you want to be devotee, first quality. Ahimsa is first quality. So this is mentioned through the story form right in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. In order to establish Bhagavata Dharma, Vyasadeva brought this story of Ashwatthama and Draupadi and the forgiveness of Draupadi, that she is emblem of the forgiveness. She is emblem of the Advaishta. She is emblem of the Ahimsa. So that after establishing this Ahimsa, Advaishta, and then next chapter, eighth chapter, Queen Kunti story comes, Kunti Stuti. So that the emblem of bhakti is the Kunti Devi. So Kunti Stuti offers, right from the beginning, that, Anta Bahir Avastatam, Nalakshya Salva Bhutanam, Krishna is not be able to be seen easily. Why? Because we don't have bhakti. So that the Kunti Devi slowly, slowly opens up the road to bhakti by, right in the beginning, from the first verse, that she recognized that Krishna is Anta Bahir Avastitam, inside and outside. So in order to see Krishna inside and outside, in all the living entity, in all the material elements, we have to be able to see something close that we can experience. So that now you are seeing me, some of you can see me, my face. I'm shaved the head, I have a tilak, I have a little bit of chador here. But this my presence only you can see, but you are not able to see my parents. But the reason I'm here is, of course, I accepted the offer of giving a class. This is immediate cause. But distant cause is presence of my parents. So my parents' presence, you should be able to see through me. This is what Draupadi teaches us. So when we see something, don't just look at the immediate cause or personal or individual. Trying to see something universal, trying to something show something beyond. And finally, what is cause of my parents? Is that my ancestor? What is the cause of my ancestor? Ultimately, Bhagavan Krishna is there to have this existence of the my parents, and then finally the person who you're seeing in front of you. So in this way, if we open the eyes to see this universal cause, and then finally spiritual and divine cause, then we are able to see Krishna, Anta and Bahir, inside and outside. So I'll give you one last example, the effect of seeing the universal cause. So simple example. So apple is there. So on the tree. So everyone can see apple is falling. But Isaac Newton saw the something beyond that apple is falling. So when apple is ripe, then apple is falling. This is natural. This is a personal and immediate cause, individual cause. But he saw what makes this apple falls. Then he found the universal cause, which you are aware of, law of gravity or universal interaction, law of universal attraction. So by just seeing this universal cause, he changed the course of the history. So that now he calculate by mathematics that the nature of the phenomena. So the cause of phenomena previously, everyone said, okay, this is a God arrangement. That's all. This is Pope said that this is written in Bible, but he started to prove through the scientific measurement. So in this way that the Renaissance came and the humanitarianism came, all the Western history, it changed its course. So similarly, that we are fortunate that now we have opportunity. Not only we see the individual and universal cause, we see through the Bhagavatam, through the Bhagavad Gita, we are able to see the supreme and then the divine cause of everything. So that's why, in conclusion, the devotee, when they are defamed, cheated, cursed, disturbed, neglected, or even killed, they are never inclined to avenge themselves. If we are in ignorance, then we'll avenge. Like as we saw in Mahabharata, the kill chain. You know the kill chain. What is the kill chain? I just kill chain of Draupada. Draupada killed by Dronacharya. Dronacharya killed by Drisadumna. Drisadumna killed by Ashvatthama. Then Ashvatthama finally were about to kill by Arjuna. This kill chain never stops. So what stops this kill chain? Devotion. Compassion of devotee. So in this way that we discuss today that the reason of how devotees are so forgiving and forbearing. So we discussed this here so far, and then I'll take some question and the comment, and if there is any correction, please go ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Patanjali Muni Prabhu. What an amazing class in covering so many aspects of our philosophy from a scientific perspective, as well as a devotional, spiritual perspective, logical perspectives. You know, you started your class with a nice example, familiar example of the sadhu and the scorpion, and taking us through the different natures, functions of Adhyatmik, Adibhautik, and Adidevik, and breaking that down for us in such a beautiful way, ending the story with the Mahabharata and some of the amazing aspects of how Lord Kapila also talked about the Sat, Asat, and Mishra aspects within the philosophy, and then the Supreme Cause describing all of those aspects for us. Sarva Karana Karanam indeed is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I did have one question when you mentioned about how Drupad, in the story of Drupad and Drona, and how Kripi was there. She didn't take the sati role because she knew that Ashwatthama needed the support.
Yes.
Now, as we know in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions that we have many duties that we need to perform. But also, you know, towards the end, he mentions, you know, when one must surrender to the process of Krishna consciousness. So the question is, did Kripi actually have a specific attachment towards Ashwatthama, or rather she was actually doing this out of duty?
That I don't have information. So, you know, what made details the motivation of Kripi that Ashwatthama has to be saved out of her own duty or the motherly affection? Just my guess is that probably both. So she has her own affection for the son, at the same time her duty to look after children. So that I think it's both. This is just only my guess.
Yes, of course. Of
okay.
Course. Thank you so much. Also, in your detailed analysis of how the cycle of killing breaks down through compassion, through mercy, through forgiveness, in that way, often times where we go through life, even with, as devotees, sometimes we feel a bit cheated sometimes. Mm-hmm. Hey, we want to also cheat. Hey, what's going on here? You know?
Yeah.
So how do we sort of stop ourselves from reacting in that way in order to ensure that we break that cycle of cheated and cheating propensities?
So Prabhupada said that if you cheated once, the other party's fault. If you cheated twice, then it's your own fault. So this is kind of what Prabhupada said. But in general, we have one-sided view. We only see it from our point of view. But we have to develop dualistic point of view. So the other party, we have to know how to put shoes in the other party. So someone cheated us. Then there must be certain circumstances that they're teaching us. That not just this, nothing happens by single cause, we just discussed. So we need to have this dualistic view. But not only that, sooner or later we realize the holistic view. Personal side view, one-sided view, dualistic view. Holistic view is that, being cheated itself is actually helping me to develop Krishna consciousness. This may be Krishna's arrangement that maybe I was attached to a certain idea. Normally we cheated, why? Because our own greed and our own desire. We have certain expectation. So the person who cheat, they utilizing our expectation, our greed in general, it happens. So that, never mind, even if we cheated, but in the long run, through that painful experience, if we get to one step closer to Krishna, that is all worth it. But due to that instant, if we move away from Krishna, that is the greatest loss. They're truly being cheated. So that's why Dharma Svanushita Pumsan Bhishvaksena Kata Suya No Padayat Yadiratin Shrama Evahi Kevalam. So that in, by hook and crook, somehow or other, any instant we experience either cheated, either insulted, we have to channel it in such a way that we make one step close to Krishna. So this is the lesson we have to learn from any instant, including cheating or insulted or defamed, etc.
Thank you so much, Sham.